It's Sunday, and we are all gathered together at Mother Claire's, and taking a trip to heaven was what everyone needed. When the dwelling music started to play, I was thinking about apple turnovers because I knew they were in the kitchen, and suddenly was transported to my beautiful white Victorian cottage by the sea. I was making chocolate croissants, blueberry scones, lemon poppy seed muffins, salmon and cucumber sandwiches with cream cheese and rose tea. I had invited our whole group over for a variety of outdoor activities and a proper English tea. I was dancing with Jesus in the gazebo when I thought, the chocolate croissants are done and needed to take them out of the oven. Jesus said, "We are dancing, my love. Ask your guardian angel to take them out of the oven." So I called to Abizel to please take the croissants out, and he did immediately. He is so wonderful. The ladies I had invited over came by way of the lovely garden meadow, filled with fruit trees and beautiful wild flowers. The men came down the long, windy river that runs alongside the house and empties into a lake with a tropical island in the middle and waterfall complete with several water slides built into the landscape. Their sailboat guided onto the island, and all but one hopped out onto the warm, inviting, white, sandy beach. Papa Ezekiel, brothers John, David, Stephen, and Leo were all on the island with Father God, having fun swimming and racing each other down the water slides. After skillfully tying the boat up at the dock, Brother Juniper jumps out and goes in search of a double espresso and a very comfortable deck chair that he places near the dock where the lake merges with the ocean to take in some sun and enjoy the view. We were all wearing either white or bright colored summer outfits, enjoying the cool and refreshing breeze coming off the ocean. Sister Ruth looked stunning with her chestnut brown, long, wavy hair, pulled back with a beautiful headband made of aquamarines and matching light blue colored dress. Mother Claire was a knockout as a platinum blonde with big, sparkling blue eyes. We were all in our early 30s and looking good inside and out. Ruth was holding something behind her back, and with dramatic emphasis, she surprised me with our white bunny Snow with pink eyes. She said, "My daughter Jasmine has been playing with Snow and wanted to bring him over so your son Joshua could play with him too." I was so delighted to see our favorite bunny again. Snow was my daughter Brittany's pet when she was 10 years old, and after I had just finished remodeling and putting on an addition to our home, she asked me to please build our bunny a townhome that looked like a miniature replica of the house. I was thinking, "Oh, honey, you've got to be kidding." But out loud I said, "Sure, why not?" And then proceeded to have the contractor build Snow the most elaborate multi-level bunny condo I have ever seen. True story, family. You can't make this stuff up. Back to our heavenly tea party. I was bringing outside all the food and tea and gathering everyone together when I realized that Brother Mike was not among us. Just then we heard the roar of a high-powered speedboat in the distant ocean, heading straight for us. His boat was white with silver and black stripes and real live lightning bolts on either side of the boat. When the lightning bolts flashed, a moment later you could hear thunder. The name of his boat was Son of Thunder. It was so cool. Whenever Brother Mike arrived on the scene, he always made a big splash. He continued to race towards the beach and looked like he was going to run aground when, in the last second, Mike made a hard left and expertly pulled up alongside the dock. This action created two tidal waves. The first one came crashing down on a lounging Brother Juniper, and it sent us into fits of giggles and laughter. It was so funny. Juniper calmly called out, "Elizabeth, I'm going to need another double espresso." And this sent us all into another round of laughter. The second wave that had curled up over our heads started to come down on top of us, but before the water really pelted us, it turned into stardust, and we were sprinkled with it. Jesus then said that Mike was assisting him in raining down blessings on us. I came out of the experience feeling like we were all covered from head to toe with beautiful blessings and graces from God.